This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The first tier is the good all-star game that gets played. There's one of them. It's baseball. Major League Baseball's all-star game is still fantastic. If there's a gripe, it's that occasionally players say, nah, I'm good. And so instead of all of the best players in the sport competing, you get a slightly watered-down version of the best possible all-star game. But baseball is not a sport that you can play at 75%, or you know, you're not throwing pitches slower, you're not swinging the bat with less fervor. It's just a normal baseball game with better talent than you would typically watch. So there's really no good way to screw up a Major League Baseball All-Star game as long as it doesn't end in a tie. The old school way, Bud Selig, I'm shouting you out there.
Hey, Bud.
But that's the good All-Star game.
Yep.
And that's the one that we don't need to tinker with. We don't need to do anything with. It will always be great. If they wanted to make some changes instead of AL versus NL, you could go U.S. against the world or go international. It might make it better or more fun for a year here or there. But the Major League Baseball All-Star game is great as it is. It's the only one that is.
We agree. Issues isn't the right word. There are small gripes that I have, and it's now because pitching has become so dominant that these guys that are normally, you know, gearing up to go seven innings are now max efforting for one inning, and you know, you're just blowing everybody away. It's three strikeouts, get up, get down, and then that's sort of it. So it turns into sort of a bit more of a slog at times, but that's a relative complaint because the point is, it's just the sport, right? Like it, whatever the sport is in the moment, right? If you go back to the late 90s during the steroid era, it's, you know, 15 to 14 game. It's like a, you know, rock and jock softball type situation. It's a different era that we're in right now, but yeah, so the complaints are relative. That is basically just the sport, which makes it the best all-star game.
And I still think there are enough runs scored, enough big hits, home runs, whatever. I mean, this past year, 8 runs. Mm-hmm. Year before that, 5 runs, 5 runs, 7 runs, 7 runs, 14 runs in 2018. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's become like a 1-0 game.
Right.
Every single year, even though I agree with you on the quality of the pitching. But that's in a league of its own, right? Tom Hanks. Now, you take a gap year. You don't go to school.
Right.
And then in the next category is another sport that I'm going to say is the next most watchable. And this is where we could start to disagree. I think there's basically two arguments left for the final three sports. The first is that all three sports all-star games are not good and can be done away with.
Mm-hmm.
And the second argument is that the NHL is still watchable in a way that basketball and football is not. And my argument for that is, and that's how I rank it, with the NHL in its own tier, on tier two, because of three-on-three overtime, the way that it's constructed, it's just more open ice and skill, and it's still hockey. Now, is it physical? No. There's no hitting. There's no fighting. It's just kind of wide open skating and skill on display. But I still think it's entertaining. I like three-on-three a ton in season for overtime to end these games. I would change it so that you can't bring the puck back out of the offensive zone, or maybe you can't cross the neutral zone, let's say, because now it's just a time of possession game.
Yeah, you play keep away, get the other team tired.
Exactly. Yeah. A team will hold the puck for 2.5 minutes without taking a shot, and 6 or 7 times they'll retreat back toward their own cage and use the goalie to hold the puck while they do a line change or something. So if you get that in the All-Star game, that's not that fun. But I still think on a binary, can I sit and watch the NHL All-Star game when they have these tournaments of teams of like six or seven and it's three-on-three hockey? That is way better than whatever basketball's doing now, which I can't even figure out. And the NFL flag football nonsense. I would put NHL still as above the threshold of this is not terrible.
Yeah, I don't pay huge attention to it. You know what I mean? Because it's almost like, I don't know, I'm so... It would take for me a lot more effort on a nightly basis to know the intimate levels of personnel for the San Jose Sharks.
I was going to say, you're also not watching
else.
The Ducks and the Sharks.
Totally.
So you shouldn't be expected to be that excited about the All-Star
Right,
game.
But I could sort of pull back from that and say, just in terms of the quality of product, it emphasizes a part of the game that I think should be more emphasized. In other words, like it should be, to me, less clutching, grabbing, neutral zone traps, goalies with pads that cover up 90% of the goal as is. And this skill that is so otherworldly and so incredible. So to me, I agree with you. It is the second best All-Star game.
That brings us to the final two sports, which are football that's now...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a joke. Like, this is not me being funny. Literally a flag football
game. It literally is now.
And the NBA, I can't even explain. And here's why. I'm not going to pretend to say that I watched 1 second of it. I didn't. I heard, while watching the dunk contest, an interview with the guy from Team C who was going to be competing against the All-Stars, and I think he had just done well in the rookie challenge with the G League team. So you've got this rookie sophomore team, you've got a G League team, you've got the actual All-Stars. But the way I understand it is, if you tuned in to the All-Star game, you saw NBA All-Stars playing against either G Leaguers or non-All-Stars, which... I can't grasp. Why am I tuning in for that? The whole point of me tuning in for an All-Star game is to see the best players in the world on that stage together.
Yeah, not care, I guess. I mean, it was really bad.
What was it? It's Team C versus Team 13 versus there's a tournament we didn't see. It's like the Oscars before the lights come on and they've already given away four awards. What in the hell was it?
Yeah, so it was Team Chuck, Team Kenny, Team Shaq, and then the fourth team came from that pool of the rising stars.
So am I right to say that that was like rookie versus sophomore?
Yeah.
But how does the G League factor in?
I'm not sure. It was too convoluted. So everyone knows that this missed. So it missed for a number of reasons. I give credit for trying to innovate and recognizing, hey, this ain't working, so let's try something else new. I'm all in favor of that. They've done the each quarter's a race to a certain amount of points, or you know, we'll pick teams, we'll do that live, and then Jokic doesn't get picked, and then he dominates the game. Whatever, like they're trying, and I appreciate that. This was so convoluted and crazy. Here's why it missed more than anything else to me, Jeeps, is they're trying to do. Let's give everybody a little service here. it was basically 3+ hours of programming for 35, 40 minutes of basketball, and I put that in quotation marks. They got Kevin Hart, who's everywhere and ubiquitous and really talented and really funny, basically like making fun of the players during the All-Star game. And it would cut to these guys on the court being like, can you, like, you'd even catch them going, can you shut up so we can play?
This is, though, a symbolism of whether it's perception or reality is up to someone more of an expert on this than me. But my perception right now of this sport and where it's headed and why I hate it so much compared to what I grew up with and loved, which is it's not actually about basketball anymore. I don't know when it stopped being about basketball, but it did.
It did.
42 minutes of actual basketball in a 3+ hour program around the All-Star stuff. Intros with commercials, 30 minutes. Pre-game talk where, you know, we go to the desk and they chat it up about what's going to happen, 10 minutes. Game one, Kenny versus Chuck. Again, whatever those two teams were, 12 minutes. There's a Mr. Beast challenge. I don't know. I know that guy's on YouTube and that a kid hit a half-court shot, which is awesome.
Actually ended up being the only cool part. So, but even still, it took way too long.
I don't know. Again, I know I'm in the minority. If you love the NBA, there's probably a big crossover with you knowing who Mr. Beast is.
Sure.
If that guy was sitting on my lap, I wouldn't know who he was or why I should care. 5 minutes of that. Game two, Shaq against Rising Stars, 16 minutes. And I actually think that's kind of cool because to me, that would be then your freshman sophomores. Are there G Leaguers involved in that?
I didn't see G Leaguers there. I mean, it was like all guys that you've heard of, young players that won this little pre-tournament that were going up against the All-Stars.
To me, that's pretty cool.
Which was neat.
I think that's a good idea.
So you saw like Zach Edey going up against Kevin Durant. And you go, well, that's a weird matchup. That's fun.
16-minute game. Then a musical performance for 6 minutes. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody does, but I don't. Inside the NBA tribute for 9 minutes. I love those guys. I'm sorry. No. You know, if we want to do something quickly over the PA where we say,
it was
hey,
so long.
I saw a video of part of it where Kevin Hart comes out and he's giving away fishing rods. And I mean, 10 minutes? Quite literally, we talked about Ernie and Kenny and Shaq as long as the Kenny versus Chuck game went.
That's right.
Like, what are we doing? Then we get a 14-minute game, Chuck versus Shaq, which is 5 minutes longer than the NBA tribute for TNT. Then we get 6 minutes of post-game, 22 minutes at the desk, and then, you know, if you add in the ads on the back end, like that was like overall a total of 80 minutes of programming that spanned about 3 hours of television, and it was 42 minutes of basketball.
Yeah, it was tough to watch, honestly. I mean, when you actually got into the basketball moments, I couldn't just sit there and watch continuously. I was like, I this is exhausting, waiting for some of this stuff. But I wanted to see a couple of things. I, you know, missed some, caught a couple of things. But it was like, again, this, we're going to make this a big entertainment production piece that just fell super flat. Because at the end of the day, you're basically saying our basketball is not entertaining enough. We've got to do other things to get people involved. So they're doing the thing that the shouty shows do a lot of times, where all you're doing is looking for the viral clip to get that around, or this is what Cowherd said, or this is what Yutz has said. This is what Stephen A. said, and then that's your lifeblood more so than the actual ratings. So they're trying to get, you know, have Mr. Beast come, so now everything's going to get played. And it turns out the kid hits a half-court shot, and that was the best moment of the night, probably. But it took 7 minutes of him just sort of yelling while the guy was trying to shoot, and Damian Lillard wasn't really sure what he was supposed to do. They finally hit the buzzer because it was taking too long, and that's when the kid made the shot. The whole point is, it was just too damned much.
Well, it's over now. They've killed it. It's done, so that's good. We won't have to see it again, probably.